This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Alex Chadwick in for Bob Edwards. President Bush is expected to send Congress today a draft resolution that would authorize the possible use of military force against Iraq. Last week, Mr. Bush urged the United Nations to force Iraq's leader, Saddam Hussein, to comply with weapons inspections and to eliminate Iraq's weapons of mass destruction. Since then, Iraq has said it will allow inspections to resume without condition. But the Bush administration remains skeptical. The White House is urging the UN Security Council to set a deadline for Iraq and to back military action if all conditions are not met. In an interview late yesterday, I asked Secretary of State Colin Powell if there's been progress toward a new UN Security Council resolution on Iraq.
Yes, I think there's been a great deal of progress, and it's all measured from the president's powerful speech last Thursday where he put the challenge squarely before the United Nations and Security Council. Now, a number of people have written in recent days that the Security Council is split or divided, but you know, we really hadn't put it together yet for it to be split and divided. We are going through this diplomatic process where we take a look at everybody's positions and try to get consensus on a position to move forward. Now, there'll be a lot of posturing and positioning, and right now some nations are saying we don't need a new resolution, but I think we have a powerful case that says we cannot let Iraq get by again with another one of these games, another ploy that they play. The only reason they offered to let inspectors in on Monday was because the international pressure had built so much over the previous 3 days as a result of the president's speech. This is not the time to let off that pressure, and the United States will not let off that pressure.
You say you're building a consensus, Mr. Secretary. Is it essential in your view that there be one resolution and that that resolution authorize the use of force if Baghdad does not comply by some deadline?
We think one resolution is a better way to go, but we are not so wedded to it that we won't listen to arguments to two resolutions or only one resolution without a triggering action of the kind you just described. The process we go through in developing these resolutions is to listen to other sovereign nations who have points of view. So it's a matter of presenting our case and being able to convince 9 nations of the 15 nations to agree with us, and in a way that none of the permanent members vetoes that agreement.
Is the U.S. going to go on preparing for a possible military action against Iraq while this debate plays out?
Well, the president has not decided on military action against Iraq, but you can be sure that my colleagues in the Pentagon are examining their options and are positioning themselves in case the president should make such a decision. In all of this, we have to remember that the president has given up none of his options to do what he believes is necessary to defend the United States and its interest. And it's important that we keep diplomatic pressure as well as this kind of contingency pressure against the Iraqi regime, because they have used every previous opportunity to wiggle out. This is not the first time they said they'd let inspectors in without conditions. They've said it many times before. And this time, the Security Council must decide what conditions inspectors, if they go back in under. And I believe it's important that there have to be consequences this time for misbehavior. Otherwise, we'll be in another Security Council and General Assembly session next year wondering what happened.
Mr. Secretary, you say it's for the Security Council to decide that, but you also say it's for the United States to decide that.
Yes.
Which is it?
It's both. The Security Council, of which we are a member, the United Nations, of which we are a member, is a multilateral institution whose resolutions have been violated. But the United States, as a separate matter, believes that its interests are threatened. We are trying to solve this problem through the United Nations and in a multilateral way. But at the same time, if the United Nations is not able to act because the members choose not to act, I think that would be a terrible indictment against the United Nations, and the United States will then have to make its own decision as to whether the danger posed by Iraq is such that we will have to act on our own ability to act because we're defending our nation and our interests. So there's no conflict.
But if the UN Security Council doesn't act in a way that the United States feels is appropriate, then we'll not be bound by its decision.
The United Nations can choose to act in any way that it sees fit through its Security Council, but the United States reserves a right to defend itself. Membership in no other organization trumps the authority of the president to defend the nation. And this is not unprecedented. Just a few years ago, or during the Kosovo crisis, there was a situation where the United Nations was not able to act because the Russians would veto any UN resolution, but willing nations, recognizing the danger in the Kosovo situation, agreed amongst themselves that it was necessary to conduct military action, even though it was not military action that had been authorized by a vote of the Security Council.
Let me ask you about the letter from Iraq on Monday. Did that catch us by surprise? Because there did seem to be a consensus and a kind of a momentum toward the U.S. position.
There was a momentum toward the realization that something had to be done this time, that Iraq could not wiggle out of. I was aware on Sunday, we all were aware on Sunday here in the administration, that a letter would be forthcoming the next day. In fact, we'd even seen drafts of it. We didn't know if that would be the final letter or not. So let's make one thing clear. Iraq did not submit this letter because it decided that, whoops, we have been wrong all these years. We now see the error of our ways. Let us get right. That's not the reason they submitted this letter. They're not anxious to see inspectors come back in. They submitted this letter for one single reason. They were under enormous pressure, and they're afraid of the consequences of their continued misbehavior.
The letter from Iraq, Mr. Secretary, says inspectors without conditions. But do you take that to mean the inspectors can operate however they like, or could one read that letter to mean the inspectors are welcome so long as they don't insist on any conditions such as unfettered access?
You can guess at the answer to that question as well as I can, but we have seen almost identical language a number of times before. And when the inspectors got there or tried to inspect a particular facility, all sorts of conditions were raised. You can't do it now. We won't let you into that one. Wait a few minutes while we saw things going out the back door. And so we have seen this ploy before, and we should not fall for it again. The United States isn't going to fall for it, and I think we can make a persuasive case to the other members of the Security Council that they shouldn't fall for it either. If the Security Council starts to move in the direction of a new resolution with a new inspection regime, and it seems to be a step in the right direction, it has to be a tough one that the Iraqis must not try to frustrate, then maybe they are serious for the first time. But experience suggests that we have to make sure it's as tough as possible if we go down this road and not let the Iraqis play these games.
A last question, sir. Is there a deadline in the minds of the administration by which the question of inspectors must be settled, by which you must either have access to all the sites you want to look at in Iraq or the United States will take action?
Well, you've not only asked me about a deadline, you asked for all the circumstances and what would flow from such a deadline. Let me just answer the question this way. If the Security Council comes up with a new resolution and places a new demand on Iraq, it must have a deadline in our judgment, because otherwise there would be no end to this. So there would have to be a deadline with respect to acceptance of what the UN has directed Iraq to do or said to Iraq must be done.
Thank you, Mr. Secretary.
You're quite welcome. Thank you.
Secretary of State Colin Powell, a longer version of this interview is available on our website, npr.org.